Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vince Kahn is here alongside Mary Walter.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang has been tied to brutal murders across Virginia. Ralph Northam's policy? Northam cast a deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let illegal immigrants who commit crimes back on the street, increasing the threat of MS-13. Ralph Northam, weak on MS-13, putting Virginia families at risk.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad.
All right, and that ad obviously released by the campaign for Ed Gillespie attacking Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. And here to join us to discuss that is Laura Vizzella with the Washington Post. She's a co-author of a piece in the Washington Post about that ad and the overall gubernatorial race. Laura, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning.
So that sounds like a very, very powerful ad. Is this going to help or hurt Ed Gillespie? A lot of accusations there.
It's interesting. He rolled out a very similar ad, I guess it was about a week ago, and initially that one was just airing in rural parts of the state, and some people thought, okay, this is an effort to reach Trump voters and to take a harder line on immigration and appeal to them. But since then, he's unveiled this one, which is only running in Roanoke, but he took his original one statewide. So it's running in Northern Virginia. It's running very heavily here in Richmond. And I think there's an indication there that he thinks this could play well with swing voters as well as the Trump voters.
Well, it's already being blasted as racist and inflammatory by Latino groups and, of course, Democrats.
Right, and Fact Checker found the original ad misleading as well, and they were a little, I want to say sheepish, or at least less open about releasing this ad than is typical. Usually it comes with a press release, and they're bragging about airing a new ad. This time they just put it on the air out there and didn't announce it, and that might be because of the previous criticism, or it might be because they're just too busy.
Yeah, well, they still bought advertising. They posted it to their YouTube channel. They're not trying to make a secret of the fact that they're advertising. But as you look at this, I wonder, first of all, the criticism that it's racist. I mean, if you're taking on MS-13 directly, it's a little hard to try and find some empathy for that organization. Go ahead, Laura, if you have a point on that. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Not at all. And I don't think anybody was criticizing that. Oh, gee, you're being hard on poor little MS-13.
Right.
And the Post, and they note in their own stories that the Post has written a lot about the rise of that gang, and it's been linked to a number of terrible murders. I think the issue that was raised by a number of groups about the ad, including a fact checker thing, was the fact that it makes it sound as though Ralph Northam's vote put some of these people back on the street. You could certainly argue sanctuary city policies, which Northam favors and Gillespie doesn't, could ultimately lead to more people being out on the street.
And Ed is, I think, making that case. It's interesting as you assess the race here. Compare it to, if you would, the primary, when you had Corey Stewart basically making immigration and MS-13 a centerpiece of his race. And now it seems that as this race is tied in Virginia virtually between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam, he's decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tap into some of those voters that that care sincerely about immigration problems in the state. Is that the play here?
Oh, absolutely. He's making a play for the Corey Stewart voters, who obviously almost handed him the nomination. But it is interesting, as he's taken this statewide, that he also thinks it could play well in, say, Northern Virginia suburbs, and as more of a soccer mom and dad, fear of crime kind of issue. as opposed to just hardcore Trump voters.
There's a lot that's made of the idea that Northam and Gillespie are sort of the more moderate figures in their own parties. Do you sense in any way, assessing the state of Virginia, that this will take Gillespie away from the position of being a moderate, so-called moderate, and will at the same time maybe have a harmful effect to his support?
Well, it definitely is, because it's so hard-hitting, and because in the view of the fact checkers, it's stretching things a bit. It could turn off the swing voters. It is not without risk to take this kind of message to Northern Virginia, and it's certainly at odds with Gillespie, Gillespie's record in the past. He spent a long time trying to make the Republican Party appeal to a big tent kind of audience, and as a lobbyist, he lobbied for Tyson Foods and help them with amnesty proposals, that sort of thing, and so with their immigrant workforce. So it's definitely a shift for him and a harsher tone. It was funny, he was at a couple forums last night, and when talking about crime, he did talk about maybe we should bring back the Project Exile thing. So he was, he brought up something yes. hardline, but then he quickly shifted to very soft, almost Democratic sounding proposals about, well, we need to do more to make sure people have enough to eat before they get to school, sure. and not suspending so many kids in kindergarten. He even was talking about food deserts on a question about crime, and these were at two forums that were appealing to black
yeah,
voters.
Yeah, and he made sanctuary cities a big part of that last debate, too. Mary?
Yeah, in the last minute that we have here, October 4th, Hillary Clinton will be a featured guest at a fundraiser for Northam. Man, what does this do for him? Does he really want her there?
Well, that definitely could cut both ways as well. I mean, obviously, the Republicans have put out a message saying she's back or something like that. So that definitely could be a negative for people. But it could also bring in more money. He does have quite a financial advantage over Gillespie right now. So we'll see if that widens it or if Gillespie pulls out the stops and pulls in some high-profile surrogates for himself.
All right, Laura, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks for making us smarter. It's Laura Vizzella from The Washington Post. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.